All right, let's jump into this one. We got this super cute story somebody sent in, Super Sonia versus the Woodpecker. And it really had me thinking about, you know, how kids solve problems.
They have imaginations.
Right. And how they deal with things they weren't expecting. And like right away, this story starts in this comfy kind of scene, you know, going to the grandparents. But there's a twist.
Oh, yeah.
So we meet Sonia, all decked out as Super Sonia, you know, heading to Nana and Papa's place, right? But Papa's not his usual cheery self. He's kind of bummed out about her playhouse.
Hmm, interesting. Like, already there's this contrast you're talking about. You've got Super Sonia all ready for fun and games, but then, bam, Papa's all sad about this messed up playhouse. And that's something, you know, when you think about it, a lot of good stories, heck, even in real life, things start to get interesting when the mood changes suddenly or something unexpected happens.
Totally. And what's got Papa so down in the dumps? A woodpecker. He tells her it's made this like huge hole in the playhouse. And his logic, well, it's pretty straightforward, you know. Woodpeckers peck wood because they're looking for bugs, right? Mm-hmm. Larvae, insects, that kind of stuff. But then Super Sonia, she takes a peek in this hole and sees something totally out of left field.
Not bugs?
Nope, not bugs. A little man.
What? No way.
Yeah. And he waves at her and like signals her to be quiet.
Wow. Okay, now that's where things take a turn for the wonderfully weird, right? You've got this normal explanation for the woodpecker, but then Sonia sees this and it throws everything off. All of a sudden, we're not in a regular backyard anymore, are we?
Like, boom, instant fantasy. Yeah. Right. So what do you think about how Sonia reacts? She doesn't freak out or anything. She just kind of says what she sees. No bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Super simple, straight to the point, you know, like a kid would. Papa, though, he's sticking to what he knows about woodpeckers. So he asks Super Sonia to watch the playhouse while he grabs some wood to patch it up, tells her to shoo the bird away if it comes back. Well, our little superhero's on duty.
This is so cool how the story mixes the real and the make-believe. Sonia's totally playing superhero, but she really wants to help Papa too. Guarding the playhouse, that's something any kid could understand, right? But the reason behind it all, at least for Sonia, it's getting way more complicated.
Oh, and guess what? That woodpecker, it comes back with a rat-a-tat-tat on the other side of the playhouse. And while Super Sonia's distracted by the noise, the bird makes another hole. Smaller this time.
Mm-hmm.
Sonia tells Papa about this new damage, and his reaction is, well, kind of interesting. He says, that bird sure thinks something is in your playhouse.
Oh, really? What do you make of that?
It's like, he kind of gets how determined the woodpecker is, but he doesn't stop to think why.
I see what you mean. Yeah. He's still thinking about it in a totally normal, natural way. Woodpecker wants food, that's it. Doesn't even consider anything else could be going on. You've got this kind of clash between the way grown-ups think, all logical, and the way kids see things, you know, open to anything.
Exactly. Okay, but get this. Super Sonia looks in this new hole and thinks she sees a tiny little bedroom.
No way.
But she doesn't tell Papa. Why do you think she keeps quiet about that?
Hmm. That's a good question. Maybe she figures Papa wouldn't believe her about this either, you know, after the whole no bugs thing. Or maybe she realizes this is something special just for her, something she has to figure out on her own.
I like that. Like it's her secret.
Yeah, or it could be she's starting to put the pieces together herself, you know, sensing there's more going on than what you can just see on the surface.
So many possibilities, right? Anyway, Papa heads off to the store to get some metal to really fix those holes, leaving Super Sonia in charge again. And you guessed it, the woodpecker decides to try its luck again, this time at the back of the playhouse. Super Sonia jumps into action, waving her stick, yelling like a good superhero, and the bird flies off. But now we get a glimpse inside Sonia's head, and she's really starting to wonder, you know, but why did it keep coming back? Were the bugs, or was it the little man? She's trying to connect the dots between this persistent woodpecker and that strange little guy she saw.
So she's not just reacting anymore, right? She's actually using her brain, trying to figure out the motive. That question she asks, it shows she's curious and she's not taking the easy answer.
But even superheroes need a break, right? Especially on a hot day. Nana calls Sonia over for a hat and an ice pop. Now, Sonia's got this super important job guarding the playhouse, but like any kid would, she listens to Nana and goes for her treat. Of course, as she's enjoying her ice pop, wouldn't you know it, that rat-a-tat-tat starts up again. The woodpecker's back at the original hole.
That woodpecker is relentless. I love how the story throws in these normal, everyday things, even with all this fantastical stuff happening. And it shows just how determined that woodpecker is, right? Nothing stopping it.
Nothing stopping it. Super Sonia scares it off again, and this time when she peeks in the hole, the little man's got some new accessories. He's wearing earmuffs and a hard hat.
No way.
He gives her another wave. And Sonia, she decides it's time to get some answers. She asks him straight up, who are you? And his answer is so casual, he says, I'm just a guy living in the wall. That bird is loud, isn't it?
Just like that?
Just like that. He's totally cool with living in a wall. And that comment about the noise, it's like they're both on the same page, annoyed by this woodpecker. They've got this instant connection because of it.
Shared enemy and all. Makes sense.
Right. So Sonia, naturally, asks the next question. Why is it putting holes in my playhouse? And the little man, he offers this theory. He says, it probably thinks I'm a bug.
Oh, I love that.
It's so simple, so childlike.
It takes what Papa said, you know, about woodpeckers and bugs and flips it around based on the little man's world. He's not saying the woodpecker's wrong. He's giving a reason that makes total sense if you think about it from his point of view.
Super Sonia, always the helpful one. She wants to tell Papa about him, but the little man's convinced Papa just wouldn't see him. He says, he can't see me like you can. And it really makes you think about how kids see things that maybe grown-ups miss, you know?
It's like you need a certain way of looking at things to understand certain things. And maybe kids with their imaginations, they've got that.
So they realize Papa might not be much help here.
Yeah.
They gotta solve this themselves. The little man suggests using water on the bird. And oh, by the way, he just happens to have an umbrella.
Of course he does.
Super Sonia, picturing herself as a firefighter, grabs the garden hose and blasts the woodpecker with water. It flies off, squawking like crazy.
Problem solved. I love how they work together. The little man's got the idea, and Super Sonia takes charge, even adding her own little make-believe touch to it.
But the little man's probably dealt with his fair share of persistent creatures, because he says, that bird won't give up. And then he tells Super Sonia he's got another plan, a secret one. She's got to hide, be super quiet. Talk about building suspense, right?
Oh, yeah. Makes you wonder what they're going to do.
So Super Sonia goes full ninja, finds a hiding spot under a tree, and waits. Sure enough, that woodpecker comes back to the first hole and pokes its head in. And then the little man yells, yee-haw, and jumps right onto the woodpecker's head.
That is the best image ever. I can just see it. This tiny dude yelling like a cowboy, riding a woodpecker. Amazing.
Yeah, you gotta love it, right? The woodpecker, I mean, can you imagine? Is surprised. It tries to shake him off, flies sideways, upside down, maybe even tries to loop the loop. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But the little man holds on tight. Finally, the bird lands on the grass. The little man jumps off and then, get this, pats the woodpecker on the head.
Ah, like it's all good between them. That little head pat. It's such a nice touch. It feels like things ended peacefully, like they maybe even understand each other a little bit. Makes you wonder about their relationship, doesn't it?
It really does. So Super Sonia comes out of her hiding spot and asks, now what? And the little man says it's time for him and the woodpecker to go. Right at that moment, Papa calls out for Sonia. That's why, says the little man. He hops back onto the bird, and poof, they're gone.
It's like Papa calling was a sign, you know, like the little man could only stay as long as the grown-ups weren't around, and they disappear so quickly, it's almost like a dream.
When Papa comes back with all his stuff to fix the holes, he asks if the woodpecker came back. Super Sonia tells him she chased it away, and even mentions seeing a little man who said the woodpecker thought he was a bug.
Mm.
Papa, being Papa, pats her head and says, you have a great imagination. And then gets to work. And Super Sonia, she's ready to help.
Ugh. It's that classic difference between how Sonia sees the world and how Papa sees it. But Sonia doesn't seem upset or like she was wrong. It's just another part of her world now, you know?
So we started with this woodpecker, causing all sorts of trouble. Then we met this amazing little man who turned out to be, well, kind of friends with the woodpecker. This whole story really shows how kids can see the magic in the everyday. It also makes you wonder about all the things we might be missing, you know? Maybe we need a little more imagination in our lives, especially when things don't make sense.
Absolutely. I mean, Papa focuses on fixing the playhouse, which makes sense, right? But Sonia experiences this whole other level of reality, and it ends up solving the problem in a way Papa could never have imagined.
And that brings us to something for you all to think about. What if Papa had believed Sonia? What if he had seen the little man too? What kind of adventures could they have had? What if we all tried to see the world a little bit more like kids do, with a little more wonder? What would we discover? Something to think about, huh?
Definitely something to think about.